Today's session is entitled Refocusing My Life for Adventure, and it would be a good idea if we started out by reviewing our wiring. So let's think about this. And we've talked about it before, but let's talk about it again. When you look at the idea of your birth and design and how God has made you, He's brought you into this world, and you've got a certain design, you've got a certain set of skills, giftedness, all of these talents that you have, and you bring that in to your life. And so right now, if you would go to the center of the chart, you'll see pursuits. And those pursuits are part of carryovers. We bring in, from the left side of the chart, we bring in our past experiences, and that's our negative experiences and our positive experiences, and they combine to be carryovers. I use a term regularly about my backpack that I bring in to everything. I bring it into my conversations. I bring it into my way of looking at life, and that's all of those past experiences. Some I may forget, but they've been a part of me, and I bring that with me into my present lifestyle. And right now, with my present lifestyle, I have problems in my life, and I have convictions. The problems come in, and that has bearing on what my pursuits are. Just all of that comes together, and it has an impact on those things. And there's not much I can do about that except grow from it and have an understanding of what steps I need to take. And that leads me into my future perspectives. You know, what is my dream? What are God's purposes? And those lead into a plan. So birth brings me into these carryovers of past experiences, which leads me to pursuits, presently pursuits that are going on. And I can be limited, but I also can have great opportunities. And those lead into those future perspectives and those plans. But as we've been saying, each time we're getting together, I need to look at the end game. I just recently had opportunity to do the memorial service for my mom. And you think about that there will come a day where we will die. I will die. And how would I like my life to be remembered? The things that are said at the funeral service, the thoughts that are given. And if I'm thinking about that, that will have bearing on my life right now, my plans. What did I accomplish? What did I do with the relationships that were given to me? What did I do with God's purposes for my life? And instead of just not keeping that end in view, I just live life. It sounds, for some people, that may sound noble and good because they're like, oh, I'm just trusting the Lord. But He tells us to make plans. He tells us to have an understanding that He's in control, but there's verses in the scriptures, how I handle my finances, what I do in my marriage, what do I do with my family, what do I do with my friends, what do I do in this neighborhood, what do I do with church, what does my life look like? And so as I look into those future things, I realize that there's a death in my future, unless the Lord comes, and there's a legacy. And even more important than that is my eternity and my destiny. Did I give my life to Christ? Only one life, it'll soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. And so what is my eternity? Have I bowed the knee and made, through confession, Jesus the Lord and Savior of my life? Have I asked Him to come into my life and wash away my sins and make me a new person? And so now that He's in charge, what does He want to do with my life? And as I pray for wisdom, the book of James says, if you ask of God, he'll give wisdom. And so I ask him. I ask him that before big conversations I'm going to have. I ask him as the day starts out. I ask him as I head into different activities, Lord, give me wisdom in my life. And so what have we learned so far? Well, the real adventure turns on how well you're wired. The real adventure turns on how well you're wired. And there are two ways to go through life. There's comparing / competing, and that's the reactive life. That equals the reactive life. And there's unhealthy pressure there. Ecclesiastes 4:4 talks about that. And then there is also the envisioning / enjoying way of going through life, and that equals the proactive life, and that leads to healthy pursuits. And so as you look at that first one, the reactive life, that's guys looking around and going, I'm going to compare myself to other men, I'm going to compete with other men, and what a way to live, that this guy, I could have worst case scenario around me, and I compare myself to that person, and I'm feeling pretty good about my life because that guy's a loser. Instead of surrounding myself with men of God that would push me in my marriage, push me as a dad, push me as a grandfather, I'm going to not pursue the reactive life, because you'll get drained. You'll constantly be comparing yourself. You'll constantly be competing. I don't mind competition. It's good for you. But to live like that leads to this unhealthy pressure that I'm not being realistic about God's calling in my life. Instead, to envision what God could do it and enjoy what he's done, and to have that proactive life and healthy pursuits, that I would go, yeah, it's good that I get to church. It's good that I'm spending time with these men of God. It's good that they're pushing me to love my wife more and to be what I ought to be in Jesus Christ. All those things add up to good things. And it's best to begin with the end in mind, to think, what's the goal? I love reading about these coaches that bring their teams into championships, and like Phil Jackson for the Chicago Bulls, Phil Jackson as he coached the Los Angeles Lakers to these championships, so often it was writing on the blackboard to begin with, hey, this is the last dance. This is what we need to do to get a championship. And I think that's the kind of thing that you and I, as we think about our life, as if there is a blackboard in front of class, I want to win well. I want to be a champion in how God defines championships and how God defines successes. And so what have we covered so far? We've covered that to look to the end and to be understanding of that can have a huge bearing on my present pursuits. And the most practical project an adventurer can ever work on is this. You can have your North Star. You can say, before I die, I want to ... be. Before I die, I want to be this. Okay? I wanted to be a doctor of these religious studies. What would it take to get to that point? And blessed to have a church that was supportive of that, and working through the classes, and then ultimately the dissertation, the project that was needed to get so that I could get that done. But I said, before I die, I want to be a doctor. I'd like to accomplish that. Before I die, I'd want to be what? What does it look like for you? And for those of you that are listening to this, that you're younger, you may have this long list. Those of you that have lived a full life, boy, you might be going, I don't know if I've got enough time. Well, right now, to resolve in your heart and don't make excuses, I want to be. And then I want to do, D-O, I want to do this. Before I die, I want to do this. Whatever that may be. Think about that. Before I die, I want to have. And so you think about that. I want to have something. Well, these things don't happen by accident. Before I die, I want to help blank. Oh, what steps are you taking so that that would be the case? Before I die, I want to enjoy blank. What steps are you taking that make that possible? And then before I die, I want to leave. What's the legacy you want to leave? To those that you love, to those that you have contact with, to those that you've spent a life involved in. So be, do, have, help, enjoy, leave. Well, these observations, as we wrap things up here, are important. This is your opportunity to proactively craft your adventure rather than wandering through life, even as a, quote, success, end of quote. So this is where you are involved. You're praying, but God gives you the understanding of what steps to take. And you need, number two, you need to be realistic, but not restrictive about your dreams. Don't limit what God could do in and through you. Be realistic, but not restrictive. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Wow. And then, number three, find someone to help you dream. Someone that isn't shooting your ideas down. Heard recently about a young man who, you know, has dreamed some things and his family wasn't very supportive of it. Don't want to be that person that's constantly shooting. We need to be realistic. You're less than 5 foot high and you've never played one game of basketball and now you want to be in the NBA. Probably not going to happen. Probably not going to happen. Somebody would love you enough to tell you the truth. Not Simon on American Idol, but somebody that would tell you the truth. Speaking the truth in love. Number four, it's never too late to start the adventure. To be willing to dream. I know of another person that he wasn't that great when it came to sports, but he had a great mind concerning numbers and finance. And so he was able to get into a pro team situation and could be a part of what was going on without being on the team. That's just great, great thing that he was able to get close like that. God allowed me to have at our church, I love sports. Those of you that spend any time with me know that I love sports, but I'm not going to make any pro teams, but we've had opportunity to start sports ministry at our church, and it's just been a great endeavor in our community. And then, number five, young men will need to dream first half dreams primarily, okay? So to have that idea that you know there's more to your life beyond, but to have those dreams, dream those primarily. And then six, the younger you start this proactive process, the greater the return rather than regret, adventure, and yes, nobility. So just having that kind of mindset going into this is exciting. Just fantastic. And then number seven, we will all start today with a draft. And afterwards, when it's said and done, we will finish our time together with a solid plan. And you've got, as you would look at the handouts for this, there is a first draft of Sacred Ground. Before I die, I want to, and it's listing be, do, have, help, enjoy, leave, and numbered down 1 through 10 below each of those. to be able to share from your sacred ground draft with somebody one or two dreams you feel are North Stars for you? And then how would these fulfilled dreams make your life a more satisfying adventure? And could you explain that? If you started to see some of these dreams come true, how would that be the case? And remember, as you start today, it's only a beginning. You need to keep pondering and polishing on this project, because when it's all said and done, God's in control of these things. And you're looking to Him, and you're trusting in Him that as you're taking these steps, He would be honored in your life and the steps that you're taking.